Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Round two, let's go. Welcome back to Smell You Later. We're redoing the intro.
Yes. It's better this way.
Yes. We're freewheeling as usual, like every Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. And by morning, I mean 2 p.m.
It is a lovely, crisp Saturday afternoon.
In November?
In November.
Since when?
Since today.
Every time I see that date, I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah. Every time it's a new month, I'm like, wasn't it just the old month?
Didn't we just get here?
Hold on, yep. I'm still processing.
Well, in November means the start of the holidays.
Yes,
and
yes, indeed.
Here we are with it.
It's happening.
We are going to do a gift guide episode this week, the annual Smell You Later gift guide. Mm-hmm. And I was debating, is it too early to do it? But I feel like in past years, we've done it the late. Third week of December. Yeah, and it's like, well, it's not great. This is also is not helpful, so...
I feel like as soon as Mariah Carey deems it the holiday season, yeah. It's fair game.
Speaking of who should be running the country, Mariah Carey has deemed it. It's time, as she says.
Yes. I wonder if we're ruined for celebrity leaders from now on.
I hope so.
Because I feel like a lot of people are like, The Rock should run for president.
The Rock
like,
should definitely not run for president.
Yeah. Or like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I'm like, at least Arnold Schwarzenegger has experience in office. But even then.
We should just fast forward and make Kim Kardashian the president and get on with our lives. It's bound to happen anyway.
The sad part is that might not even be that bad for everybody.
I know. Everyone would be so hot.
Skims for all.
Did you see last week that she released her Skims men's line?
And is that what that was?
Put a bunch of athletes in the campaign. I'm like, Kim, we're gay.
Yeah.
Make this sluttier.
Like, is it not slutty enough?
It's like boxer briefs and t-shirts on like big ripped guys. I'm like, this is not your demo, sweetie.
That's not her demo.
You know what I mean? Like,
it may become the gays can wear that too, obviously.
I guess.
Anything is slutty, depending on how you style
I'm
it.
I'm like, was Paul Mezcal busy? That's not how you say his name, right?
I think it is. Mezcal.
My whatever. Irish friend read me my rights about that.
He's like the guy now. What's the deal?
I don't know. Another normal looking man. Congrats, everyone.
What is... It's like the...
He is cute.
He's cute. He is a cute dude. He's talented.
I'm just glad we're done talking about that other...
He has an Irish accent.
Normal looking man. I don't know. The one who's a little older and gay, but not. He's friends with Sarah Paulson.
Pedro.
Yeah.
Him, I don't quite get personally, but I am happy for him.
Yeah. I'm not here to ruin anyone's attraction, but I'm like, him?
I also feel like the daddy pressure is too great. And I'm like, you guys, you're going to make him break.
He's not even... I'm just like, go to Home Depot. That's literally just like a man, a person.
He's just a man.
Anyway.
This is your king.
Truly, I'm like, we're bored.
He seems like a nice... silly guy who doesn't take himself seriously, and he's in a lot of stuff. He's very talented, but I don't know. Part of me, I'm just like, never idolize a famous man because he will be knocked off that pedestal at one point, and then you're gonna feel real silly.
Yes, that's I feel like that's fame in general.
Yeah,
but I guess we just shouldn't idolize men.
Don't,
period.
Do it.
Athletes, presidents,
no one. No idols. Idols are canceled.
Women only.
Even then, that's iffy, but I keep seeing TikTok memes that are like when he's mid and then it's this whole girl acting feral.
That's funny.
And part of me is like, it's true. They're correct. That's what's happening. That's
plot twist. They're men. They're all mid.
It's fair. My few experiences dabbling in dating or attempting to date exceedingly attractive men, it has been a joke, a silly joke that they are not in on, but they are telling. And it makes for great storytelling. I'll tell you that. The only times I've had to argue about someone being anti-vax was like a male model. And I was like, okay, please, the more you say things, the less I'm attracted to you. Please stop.
Right. You are better as a photo.
Exactly. Sometimes it's best to just keep a distance and admire from afar.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. Give me a weird little dude with a heart of gold.
And that's why we started this podcast.
And that's why we started this podcast. The weird little dude episode.
That would be a three-parter.
I had a funny idea. Almost like Boyfriends of Glossier, but just like interviewing people's boyfriends and being like, what does it smell like to you?
That's funny.
What's the smell?
Or
what does your girlfriend smell like?
The boyfriends of all of the top hot girl beauty yes. editors be like, yeah, that'd be great. I would love that series.
That would be really funny.
Yeah. They're co-stars. They're Instagram boyfriends. And I say that with all of the love in the world because exactly. they deserve these Instagram boyfriends.
Truly.
Or someone to take their photo.
Truly.
Go off, queens.
The irony is that your boyfriend is the person who always has the worst photos of you in their phone.
Oh, yes.
The most amount of photos and the worst photos.
Yes. Oh, I'm aware.
And it's some random fuckboy who has three of the most exquisitely posed edited photos of you.
Unedited, but look edited.
Yeah, exactly.
That is very true. And I never want to be that person that sounds like overly concerned or vain, both of which I am, to be clear, but I don't want to show my ass like that. But I was, since you said that a few weeks ago, I'm twirling this like my hair.
I know.
I'm like, twirling like it's a fucking yeah. ringlet. A few weeks ago, I was on the couch with my boyfriend and he took this photo of me because it was just, he was like being sweet and he did it on the low and he was like, you look nice. I wanted to, you know, I just wanted to keep that. And yeah. I was like, oh, and I caught a glimpse of it and I was like, you've got to delete that. It was like,
yeah, it's like, can we take that photo again but stage so I look better?
Can please? I move the lamps around and switch positions? Yeah. It was like the sweetest thing, but I was like, I can't let you keep
the most that one. Humbling photos.
The most humbling photos
are the ones that my boyfriend has. And I'm like, why do you, why?
I guess,
and he's like, I love them, I'm keeping them. And I'm like, this is blackmail. You're keeping them for blackmail, aren't you?
Like, I never would, but I can hack that phone. I don't know yeah. how, but I'll learn. That photo's got to go.
Girls of the FBI.
Yeah. And that was a boyfriend segment.
We'll keep it short. Anyway, we attended a very lovely dinner this week with Carol Hahn, the founder of Net, who we had on the show previously. The brand is releasing a new candle. It's so funny to me where, like, when a brand is releasing a new thing and they want to do an event for it, I'm always like, what goes through their heads? Should we do this? Should we do this? Mm-hmm. Like, how do they plan these events? This was really, it was really simple, but really cool because it was just a dinner at her house.
It really was lovely. Yeah. And it didn't feel like a launch. It didn't feel like a big brand mm-hmm. thing. I mean, it was, but it didn't feel like corny. It really felt just like we're getting together.
Exactly.
She did the same thing this time last year and I couldn't go because my parents were in town, and which I would obviously rather hang out with my parents, but every person in the world went to this dinner. And then so I was like, damn, this year we thought we couldn't go because it was on Thursday and we had a recording that was planned way out.
Yeah.
And I was like,
they canceled last minute.
Yeah, it was literally like, maybe we could cancel, but like we wouldn't do that. But then they canceled last minute. Mm-hmm. So I emailed the PR like 2 days before and was like, can we still get into this? Yeah. But it was at our home. So I was like, I guess space is finite. But we showed up.
We showed up.
It was really lovely.
It was so lovely.
She's fucking so cool.
I like Carol. Her a lot. Yeah. She's really cool.
It's fun to meet. I don't really, how do I say this? I don't know. I feel like beauty just idolizes founders in mm-hmm. ways that I'm like, girl, I don't know.
The girl bossery of it all.
Yeah, I'm like, stop. But it is all that to say, it's really nice when you meet one. You're like, oh, you're a real person.
Yeah, yeah.
And I see you reflected in what you do. This is cool. So that totally. Was nice.
We've broken Pret.
Yeah. I really enjoyed her when she came on the show. And then I always really liked the brand. But this year, I think with the fine fragrances, it like really reignited my mm-hmm. love for the brand. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, just like chilling with her and all the girls was cool.
We got to smell one of the mods of an upcoming fragrance, which is really cool. And everyone gave their feedback.
Which I thought was really cool.
It's like a little crowdsource. Yeah.
And
we probably can't talk about it, but it was nice.
I was interested that. Can I open this? Sorry.
I'm just go for it. Yeah.
I'm interested that I thought it was locked. Like that was a fragrance. She was like, no, we have like X amount more rounds. I don't know. And she was interested in our feedback. And I thought that was really cool. And assuming the name doesn't change.
I forget what it was already. Something.
I got to cut this out. Assuming the name doesn't change, I'm not even sure that this will be part of the storytelling of it all. But the name has a very cool inspiration that I think is so
It's funny because it's like not, it's very unexpected.
You wouldn't get it.
You would not
unless
get
you
it
were
at
told.
All.
But like, yes. Yeah. Anyway, I'm trying to open the new candle Safari. It comes in this, what is this color?
I call it like Tupperware green. It's that like earthy 70s Tupperware olive tone. That's what I think of.
I have no idea what you mean. But
it is like a, like an olive green, yeah. But it's brown.
Sometimes,
green, brown.
Sometimes I think it's brown.
Yeah.
To me, it's more brown than green, but right now it's giving very much green.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a cargo khaki.
Yeah.
Brown, swampy.
Yeah.
It sounds disgusting, but it's beautiful. Yeah. It's stunning.
And earth tone.
Safari, this candle is gorgeous. It's very dewy.
That's so interesting because I don't get dewy at all. I get leathery.
I get earthy and dewy.
I get earthy and, yeah, earthy, leathery. There's something in it that's giving it a little bit of levity, so it's not too dank.
It's not what I expected at all, but in the very positive way.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
It's really pretty. And I cannot wait for this to become a cup.
Yes.
I feel like this vessel looks like a lot more uniform or professional. Not professional, but like it's made differently than the one I have from 2 years ago.
Do you have the stone one or the glass one? Like the new
stone
glass
one.
Okay. I have a couple. I agree with you. I have a couple stone ones. Mm-hmm. And yeah,
this looks more uniform, more cylindrical.
I was just going to say the
same thing.
Yeah.
The original one I have it's cylindrical, of course, but it's like a little, it looks like a little bit more handmade.
I have the two Barbie ones, and yes, those both look handmade. And I have one that I'm going to talk about during the gift guide, and it's glass. So I think that is a little bit more.
Okay.
Because her stock ones are glass, like that smoky blue glass. Yeah. It's really nice. Anyway, they're beautiful.
Yeah. I remember last year when they launched the Magician candle, I stupidly gave it to someone, and then I was like, I shouldn't have done that.
You gotta stop doing that.
I know. Just he didn't deserve that, but
live in our palace of 3,000 candles. I have become a candle person. I will say that. I always say that I'm not, but
yeah, now you have.
I'm in my mind changing era.
Tynan burns his house down.
Literally. Next episode.
Leaves a candle unattended.
Right. I gotta get renter's insurance. Never mind.
Yeah, so do I. I'm always just like, how does it burn your house down? Like, it's not touching anything.
Well, they can explode.
What? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think if you
don't tell me that.
I think if it's too low and you leave it on for too long, it can combust.
What?
Wait, I was just listening to this podcast that happened to this girl like very recently, and because it's an oil fire, because it's glass, you can't put it out with water. You have to snuff it. It's very scary. So please be very aware of your candles.
About grease fire?
It's like a grease fire. Yeah.
This so, I am sus about that with a candle, but
you had to get a skin graft. So
oh my god,
don't be that sus. Be
something up, man.
Thank you. Be aware.
Jeez Louise.
Yes. How long do you leave a candle burning for?
Hours, dude.
I don't.
That's why I'll forget.
I give it max 2 hours. An hour is typical. As long as it's burning evenly, I'm that's enough.
Totally. I feel like max I've probably done is 4 or 5 hours if I've forgotten, but then I will remember somehow. There have been times when I have actually left the house forgetting that I left, going out to do an errand, forgetting that I had a candle lit. And then I came back and I was like, ooh, it smells so nice in here. Then I was like, oh no, I've done it again.
That's so funny. Yes. Okay. I guess I'll probably cut this out.
Yeah.
It's stupid. But once a month, my landlord texts me, do I need the exterminator? And this month I was like, yeah, sure, but I won't be home. Can you let them in? Is that okay? Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah. And she texts me, and I was like, it's like never a good thing to get a text from a landlord, obviously.
I don't like it.
And she just goes, your apartment is so beautiful, and when you walk in, it smells so nice.
Aww.
I was like, thanks, girl.
Wait, does your landlord have a key to your place?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
I don't know. Listen, if I'm at home and the place needs to be exterminated,
fair.
Keep those bugs away.
That feels dicey to me.
What's she gonna do? She couldn't move me.
Yeah.
I'm small, but I'm crazy.
Climbs in through the window.
She's also very old. I don't think any physical altercations are coming.
Fair. Yeah, I guess like my old apartment, one of those buildings that only have like 2 units in it, and your landlord lives downstairs. So it felt just like a family home more than an apartment building.
Yeah. She lives right below me.
Yeah.
So clearly I live in fear at all times.
Tiptoeing at all times. Oh, we got a little goodie bag at the Net Dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And in it was a full size of the Tavani scent, which I remember smelling in the Discovery set and not really paying it that much attention.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a bigger bottle, you feel more at liberty to just like spray the shit out of yourself.
Yeah.
So I did that this week and I was like, wait, this is really good.
It's literally a Net episode. But no, I agree. I sort of felt the same way. I
think just because now I'm more conscious of vanillas because there's so many more vanillas now.
Yeah.
So
whenever
there's a new one, I want to be like, what's this like?
So I think what happened was when they launched, they sent me the Discovery kit, but I think they just said, which full size do you want
before
I had smelled anything. Mm-hmm. And I just said the vanilla, obviously. And I got it and I was like, okay, this is good.
Yeah.
And you're right. Every time I came back to it, and especially smelled it on others, I liked it significantly more. So now I really like it. It just took me a minute to come around. Also, La Ferrette.
That's my favorite.
Eclipsed everything else this year for me.
It's
that
is smell-ulator
such
choice.
A goddamn good scent. We're not doing our final calls yet, but it is the fragrance of the year for me at this point.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's so fucking good.
It's really good. I wore it recently because I have a travel size vial.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait, this is really good.
Mm-hmm. I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah. It's fresher than I remembered it originally. Then I was like, wait, it has multitudes.
Yeah.
I am also in my changing my mind era.
I love it.
From indifference to difference.
Are we in our... We've been doing this for 3 years, right? We're in our fourth.
We have just passed the third year mark.
Someone asked me that and I was like, three. And then I was like, that sounds like a really long time.
Yeah.
And plot twist, it is.
It is not a long time.
That's crazy.
But also 3 years went by really fast.
Yes.
I fear that this is how time will just go from now on. Is that you just don't notice it until you notice it. When you do, you're like, wait, what the heck?
Yeah.
I think that happens to everybody though.
We're getting existential again.
We're getting a little existential. I don't know.
No, I agree.
I'm really bad at, you know, ever people are like, I meditate and I journal. And I'm like, I am busy. I have things to do. And I like doing them. Mm-hmm. If I didn't like doing them, I would love to procrastinate with journaling.
I was in my meditation era right before I moved here. And it is a lot of work to just sit there and close your eyes.
It is.
It's a lot of fucking work.
Well, the thing is, like, for a while I had ClassPass. And I would do yoga. I would go to different yoga places or like meditation places. And it's nice to do it at a different place because you're like in your head, you're like, this is the place where I go to meditate. Because in my home, I'm like, I could do all these things. I could do all these things.
Right.
I'm never entirely focused at home. Yeah. I have to be out of the home to focus, weirdly.
About this time last year, I tried to do, maybe 2 years ago, I've tried to do morning pages at a few junctures in my life. And that does also feel really good. But also it is work. I mean,
it is work.
All I do is work.
This is why I have a Substack.
Yeah.
That is my journaling.
No.
Literally. Shall we?
Yeah.
Tynan, what do you smell like today?
I called this fragrance in thinking for some reason that number one, I'd hate it. And number two, that they'd send me like a little comp file. So it's like, well, if I hate it, they're not out anything. Yeah. Not that I care. It's a big brand. But I am wearing Animalik by Byredo. It is new. And I really,
really
love it. I think I do love Byredo a lot.
That, do you?
Yeah. They were my favorite. And then they got bought. And I do feel like it's gotten a little lifeless and the quality has just declined in a weird way. I don't know. And that's a really easy hate our ass thing to say, to be like, they got bought. Now it sucks. But I don't know. It just, and maybe it's all subjective. Anything creative is subjective.
Yeah.
Nothing is they've done is bad.
Yeah. Because they're more catering to more mainstream, perhaps commercial tastes
maybe.
That feels a little bit diluted or something.
Lil Fleur I thought was interesting, but it just reminds me of pre-pandemic, which is not, it reminds me of the pandemic, which is not its fault.
See, like Lil Fleur to me was like the signifier of, okay, you're trying to appeal to mass now.
I don't think it's mass at all. I think it's just so crazy.
I just, in the marketing, I think.
Okay.
The marketing was more mass. The scent itself was like, I didn't like it, but I also don't really like
I didn't
roses.
Love it, but I appreciated it.
Yeah. I got what they were going for. I think it totally made sense. Yeah. But yeah, marketing wise, I was like, what are you doing?
And everyone loves Mixed Emotions. Fine. I can't tell you what,
I don't know what
Open
that
Sky
like.
Or Eyes Closed or whatever the fuck. Like,
I think I had a bottle of Open Sky. Or I've definitely smelled it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
The Palo Santo one is really nice if you like Palo Santo. I do like Mumbai Noise. Mm-hmm. Whatever. I'm just getting it. It's like they haven't really resonated with me in the way that they really did before. And maybe that is just my headspace. Whatever. Anyway, I was morbidly curious about Animalik. So I called it in because the notes sound a little kooky. Bergamot, lemon, suede, violet, mimosa, amber, sandalwood, tobacco.
That sounds really good.
To me, it did not. I also thought there was like an animalic musky situation, which there is no musk. So that's on me. But I really love it. Go higher. I mean, it's so pretty.
See, that also smells to me like a signature Byredo scent.
I agree with
you. It has the suede-ness, this deep ambery suede-ness to it that to me always reads as Byredo.
Yeah, it's the amber is pulling up through. To me, it doesn't read specifically ambery, but you can tell there's amber in there.
Yeah.
And you're right. There's like a, it's like sort of a little bit of everything. It's a little leathery. It's a little softly floral. It's a little green. It's a little earthy. It's just this like nebulous what am I looking for? Amorphous scent. And
damn, now I want to call that in.
I know that Mojave Ghost has become the Santal 33 of Byredo. Like, everyone wears it.
Really?
Yeah. This.
That's true. You're right. That is pretty popular.
This feels like an extension of that, but not in a bad way. Like, when I wear Mojave once a year, I'm like, okay, I get it. It's not me, but I get it.
Yeah.
White people love this. This is that sort of thought through a little bit more and turned up a notch in a way that's just so nice. I've been wearing it since I got it all week. Yeah. The one thing I will say about it is that Byredo scents usually have a lot of projection and a lot of stay power. And this one leaves me wanting a little bit more. But I think it also wears close enough to the skin that it just wears differently. And perhaps that's the point. I really enjoy it. And I also, because of that, I find myself spraying a lot more of it than I would. But man.
Part of me is just like, Tynan, I think you just need to spray more in general.
I mean, I think I'm at three now, one on each wrist and then my chest. But
that's still extremely conservative.
But it, I think it's a good read on whether or not. Because if I'm spraying myself with 10 sprays, yes, it's going to be strong regardless. Yep. So I think three is a good read of this is how this wears. Then I can adjust going forward. Man, I don't think this is going to be a scent for everyone. So people will smell this and be like, what the fuck are you talking about? But I think this is a wider net in a bigger way.
Yeah.
That also doesn't feel like they did it for the mass. Yeah. And whatever, it's a business. You got to make money, fine, I get it. But it's not like releasing another generic rose or whatever. Really?
Enema Leak is a pretty good name, too.
It is. Yeah. And that also feels like signature old Byredo. I love it.
Yeah. Okay, I definitely need to spray that on myself.
You should.
Maybe I'll bop over to the store at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that it's in my neighborhood, everything's in this neighborhood.
Yeah,
now.
Go to Hermes after.
Yeah.
Sable, what do you smell like today? What do you smell like today? You're wearing like 500 things.
I have four different fragrances on different points of my body that are far enough from each other that I can smell them individually, but close enough that I probably just smell like a huge vanilla coconut bomb right now. Mm-hmm. But what I will talk about is forget what I just said. What I smell like today is Matier Premier vanilla powder.
I've been really curious about this.
It's their newest scent. I think it came out in September. I've been stalking them ever since to be like, when are you getting it? When are you getting it? When can I have it? And I remember getting wind of this in the spring that Aurelien Guichard, who is the founder and perfumer of the brand, that he was working on vanilla. And I was like, dude, that's gonna slap. Mm. This dude knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And it's funny because it's so not what I expected, but it is really nice. It's vanilla, coconut powder, musk, and Palo Santo. Those are the four notes called out. Mm-hmm. And when I first sprayed it, it smelled like a really light, airy vanilla.
Well, when you first sprayed it, we thought it smelled like Vanilla Era.
Exactly. I was like, oh, this smells a lot like Boy Smells Vanilla Era.
Which is anything but light.
Yeah. And then I sprayed on Vanilla Era on my other elbow just to do a side-by-side test. And I'm like, okay, I see the differences here. Vanilla powder is definitely darker. It has a little bit more of a resinous quality to it, possibly from the Palo Santo.
It's darker?
A little bit to me. Or like heavier. I think the Boy Smells one is a little bit muskier and lighter, but after like an hour, no, it's been like 30 minutes, maybe an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 30 closer to an hour. Maybe 40 minutes. Close to an hour, the coconut comes out. Mm-hmm. So now it just smells like a really warm, light skin, like coconutty kind of softness.
Coconut powder?
Yeah, I always think it's interesting. Like, why not just say coconut? Like, why coconut powder? Like, what's the difference? I'm sure there's a difference. There's always a difference.
Is it like coconut flour?
No, powder.
I know, but for what? What is coconut powder used for? Many people use coconut powder to make a variety of dishes that require coconut. Thanks. Oh, it's like a thickener. Okay.
Well,
that's that.
I'm sure there's a difference between like coconut powder and coconut meat.
Totally.
And milk. Coconut water, milk. Yeah, all that stuff. I don't really get a lot of Palo Santo from this. It stays pretty light for me.
So I'm not wearing it, but I've smelled Sable 50,000 times in the last hour. When she first put it on, I was like, whoa, I got the comparison between Vanilla Era and this, but there was something that we originally read as like super synthetic and almost searing that was cutting right up through the fragrance. But I think as that wore down, I think that's the Palo Santo.
Maybe.
Because it does have the assertive but light and airy resinous quality that I was like, it's got to be that.
Mm-hmm. It's so hard to explain. It's almost, it does smell synthetic.
Fuck it, I'm putting it on.
Do it. But I don't think that's not the right word. That's just like the best word I can think of. I think just because it's so removed from what we think vanilla is, that it's jarring.
The scent is insane.
Yeah. It's really interesting because it's like totally not what you expect, especially from something called vanilla powder. It's creamy. It's very light. It's like a skim milk. Because there is like a little bit of like a lactonic quality to it, but...
It's very weird, but very interesting.
Yeah.
I think off rip, it is, again, giving me vanilla era, but mm-hmm. I think it's going to... On you, it is more. That's crazy.
Yeah, the coconut really does come out in the drive down a lot more, which is nice. I actually really like it.
How much are these?
That's a great question. 260 for 100 mils. I feel like that's like the standard. It's become like the benchmark price for luxury artisanal scents.
Yeah, could be worse.
It could be worse. Or you can just get samples at Lucky Scent. Yeah, it's really unique. And I'm wondering, I'm like... Because like Erling Guichard is a prolific perfumer. Mm-hmm. He made the Burberry Goddess scent, which is also a vanilla.
I love that scent.
Yeah.
I love that scent.
And I think I was expecting this to smell like that because he's a perfumer. Obviously different briefs, but this, I feel like, I wonder if this type of vanilla, this like weird, amorphous, musky, transparent situation is heralding in this new era of vanilla. Modern vanillas.
This is insane. This is an insane fragrance. It has like teeth.
It has edges. Yeah.
It has edges. It's like sharp.
Yeah. There's something that's a little bit cold about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the Palo Santo. Let me hit my mic.
It's white Palo Santo, which I'm like, I don't even know if I have that much experience smelling whatever the usual Palo Santo is.
I feel like actually vanilla era and vanilla powder are two sides of the same coin because vanilla era to me, this is sort of contradicting what you just said, but we smell things very differently. Mm-hmm. That is so deep and dark and heady to me. Maybe not that deep and dark, but it's heady and warm. This to me is, like you said, very white, very light, and very cold. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't dislike it, but it is different. It smells like fucking, what am I trying to say? Aerosol?
Yes. It has an ozonic quality to it, for sure.
Compressed air.
Yeah. It does have that. Also, forget what I said about white Palo Santo. That was a lie. It does have an ozone quality to it. I think that's what we're smelling off the rip. It's the same thing that Cloud has that also screeches my nose a little bit in a weird way, but in an interesting, curious way.
That Cloud, though, is an airy ozonic, and this is like a metallic ozonic.
Mm.
We're getting
there. I see what you mean.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't dislike it. It is kooky, though.
I agree with you.
Huh.
I do like it.
Yeah.
And I like it because it's kooky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It genuinely feels like a new take on vanilla, which is refreshing because we've been getting so many goddamn vanilla scents, which I'm not mad about.
Exactly.
But 9 times out of 10, it's okay.
Yeah.
You did that.
9 times out of 10, you're like, I know what this is going to smell like. I don't even have to smell it to know.
Yeah.
But I do wonder in like the next year when every brand is probably going to come out with the vanilla, if they're all going to err on this side of musky, light, transparent, a little ozonic.
I don't know.
Maybe. We shall see what the year will bring. Okay.
Anyway, it's the holidays. Ho, 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 bitch.
It's the episode title.
Yes. I have about 8 things on my list. I try to keep them pretty scent adjacent.
Yeah.
But also things that I want.
Every time I think of gift guides, they're always things that I would want.
Yeah. My first one, if I can just kick it right off.
Do it.
Is, and we're going to go back to Net. Forgive me. But the first thing that is on my list is the new Midnight Strike candle. Ooh. By Net. This is the one that came out before Safari, which we just talked about. I was intrigued by this because it's a pumpkin candle. And I know that everyone does pumpkin in the fall. Mm-hmm. I know pumpkin spice, whatever, say what you will. But I really love Net. I really love pumpkin. And I was very intrigued to see their take on it. And it is extremely nice. The scents that are called out are pumpkin, almond butter, and tobacco. And this is very much an adult leathery pumpkin. It's very sophisticated and elevated. It's not Bath and Body Works-y, which if it was, that would be great too. Mm-hmm. Bath and Body Works is valid. I was really excited to get my hands on this, and I've been burning it all season. And yeah.
Oh, I get it. Because when Midnight Strikes, you turn back into a pumpkin.
I literally just got that too. Yes. Yes.
My brain.
And thank God one of us is using your brain. This has been like a nice little... Oh, wait. No, sorry. There are more fragrance notes. Malted pumpkin, almond butter, ambergris, cashmere, coconut shell, sandalwood, tobacco, cinnamon, bark, patchouli, vanilla absolute. So it does sound sweeter and spicier than maybe it is, but all of the things that sort of temper it, like the almond butter, the cashmere on, the coconut shell, the sandalwood, the tobacco, really do a nice job of rounding it out and making it something that I'd burn all year. I'd also wear on my body. So, Carol, if you're listening to this podcast that is not sponsored by Nat, but might as well be, I would love a pumpkin fragrance from Nat.
Oh, they would do a really good one.
They would.
Has anyone? No, people have done. Yes. Le Mon Gourmand did one.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like we've probably said something similar to this in a past gift guide, but the Maison Margiela replica gift sets are really good. I would recommend the one that's the candle and the scent.
They sent me the Autumn Vibes one.
They sent me the Autumn Vibes one too, and surprising myself, changing my mind, I really like the candle.
Didn't you always like that? You always like that.
I thought it was just like, whatever, sandalwood. Okay, this is your santal.
I thought you like just talked about it.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
Okay.
Something about the candle is different. Maybe it's just the way, because it's a different concentration, because it's a different vehicle, but the, oh, they have a fireplace one too. Yeah, the Autumn Vibes one is good. Honestly, the By the Fireplace candle also is really good.
That scent makes people feral. Really.
I think it does. It does. It's like a very horny scent.
Yeah, it's that wood and hazelnut.
Like, yeah, you just get that one.
Honestly. Yeah, listen, Replica is for the girls at this point. It has gone as mass as possible, but you know, I've always loved it. And sometimes going mass just means more product and more fun. Yeah. And I think they've done it right.
Okay, so the set comes with a normal size I don't know. What's a standard size candle?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't think there's a standard.
A normal size candle. Not the little Votibs. Normal size candle and a 1 ounce bottle of the fragrance. And it's $92. That's actually not bad.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I personally would go for a larger discovery set from Replica. Mm-hmm. Not groundbreaking, but that's just such a fun collection. Mm-hmm. I love the concept. I always have. I think they do it really well.
Well, they do have like seven milliliter discovery set where you get four. But I think they're splash bottles.
Oh.
Yeah. We don't like splash bottles. Give me a spritzer.
Yeah.
You can't trust me to apply from the bottle.
No.
Myself.
It's either far too much or
it's
far too
little. It's not a luxury experience.
No, it's not. Speaking of discovery sets, the one that I have on mine, I mean, we could talk about discovery sets for entire episodes, and we have, but the one that I would say that I would really like to give and receive is the one from, I wrote down the wrong brand. Who does One Umbrella for Two?
Floraiku.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Floraiku. They recently did send me another discovery set. And I ripped into One Umbrella for Two.
Yeah.
And God, I don't know, man. That name is so good. Mm-hmm. The fragrance is so good. I feel like I just walked around that entire day screaming because I loved the scent. And that's my favorite, but that's basically how I feel about every scent in the discovery kit. I think there's 10, there might be 8. Discovery sets are great, period.
Yep.
But that one, it's a little more off the beaten path than most are. They don't have a ton of brand recognition, pardon me. But yeah, that's just a really fun one to go through. If I was to decide on one to give this year, it would be Floraiku, for sure.
Yes, that is a really good one. Okay, really bougie scent gift idea is, God, they're all really good, actually. The Oribe, the hair brand, they do incense and candles. And the candles, it's like a normal size candle.
Sure.
The vessel is really beautiful.
Yeah.
They're $78. Obviously, it's expensive. The incense is a really beautiful set. I think you only get how many sticks? It's not like you don't get a ton of sticks, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes in this beautiful set with a little gold stick holder stand. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
It's $85, which is expensive, but it is really nice. The burn is really even, and I feel like it lingers a long time. They sent me a set like ages ago, and I saved them just because there's not that many sticks. I want to say maybe there's 50 sticks, but it's really...
Is that not a lot?
I don't know. When I go to the Japanese grocery store, 56 is like $6.
Sure.
But they have 3 different scents. I really love the Desert Land scent.
Okay.
They have the Côte d'Azur scent, which is whatever their hairspray smells like.
Yep.
Which is really nice. I think it's like bergamot-y. And then they have Valley of the Flowers, which is like a little bit more rosy.
Valium Flowers?
Valley of Flowers. Oh. Valium Flowers.
That's like a hate.
But the Desert Light Incense is so good. Wow. I also didn't realize they released proper hand soap.
Did they?
Yeah. It appears only the Côte d'Azur scent.
Is anyone asking for this from Oribe?
I don't fucking know, man.
And I know you like them. But I do like when them. They put out those fragrances, I was like, okay.
Also, I remember being surprised at how expensive the fragrances were. It's like $100. They're over $100. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
No offense, but really?
I mean, I guess they already are a luxury brand, so fine.
They are. Their hair products are also not, they're not cheap.
No.
But they are really good.
Right.
But I was using the body wash, actually, as hand soap of the Desertland scent.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, they do actually have actual hand soap with hand cream in that like very chic aluminum tube with the key to roll it up. So
Oh yeah.
That's also a nice gift idea, actually. Fancy hand soap, I think, is like an underrated gift. Because A, people use it every day, multiple times a day, and then they associate you with the smell of cleanliness.
I agree with you. I do think luxury hand soap is absolute clown behavior.
Yes. As a concept, yes.
And I get it.
It is clownery.
I totally get it. You want to have something nice in your home. I support your investment in your Byredo or your Lalabo hand soap. But
That's like the class of product to me. That's no one ever buys it for themselves.
Exactly.
They only buy it for other people.
Exactly.
And it purely exists as a gift.
You know what, though? I will say what luxury-esque hand soap that I'm really enjoying is the Home Court one, the mint one.
Oh, shit.
It is so good. I mean,
I need to experience those products.
You do. Because
you and many other people have actually said how enjoyable they are to use.
I've given them all away. But the only one I've used is this mint hand soap because I love a mint moment. And it's just a really fresh mint. It's not super candied, which I would also like, to be honest. But I like it a lot. But I also don't think that those are quite as expensive as a Byredo one. And they do last a pretty long time, but still. Me. I love to just burn my money away and you still won't find me doing any of that.
$32.
Oh, I thought they were 40. Okay. Probably 6 ounces?
For 12 ounces.
12 ounces. Okay.
That's actually
I would pay 30.
That's, that is the height.
Yeah.
The height of what I will pay for fancy hand soap.
What's a Byredo hand soap cost?
Ooh, excellent question. $68.
Okay. They should be incarcerated.
Wait, what's the volume? 15 ounces, $68.
No.
That's a no.
It's inexcusable.
reprehensible.
Or if you're a smart bitch like me, you buy it once and then you refill it and say, yes, even though the component says rose and it smells like mandarin, it's the same.
You
it's
just
the
refill same it, soap. But then this is Myers equivalent.
Bright orange dial hand soap.
Like, I say really like the this is Myers holiday limited edition ones.
I do too.
I think they're really good.
I bought an entire case of peppermint dish soap once.
Of course.
From her. Yeah, because I'm an idiot. It's also like the dish soap that doesn't clean anything.
Yeah.
It just smells nice.
I feel like so many brands are trying to copy that Byredo hand soap bottle or the body wash bottle where it's the frosted clear cylinder with the very minimal sans serif font.
Yeah. I mean, completely jacked it, but.
Oh, yeah. Fleur, I think they caught on. So they don't send me their things anymore. But I was just like on some default mailing list and I would receive their mailers. And a lot of it was like body stuff.
Yeah.
So I have these like huge tubs of like body wash in three different scents. And I gave away the somebody would one to my boyfriend because I was like, here, please take this. I don't need this. This is the least quote unquote girly smelling one.
Right.
And then I was like, just idly telling him the story behind the scent and that because he's like, why is it called somebody would?
Because like, I told the story. He's like,
now it makes me sad when I use it because I think of divorce.
Oh my God. And I guess in everyone's defense, like Byredo did not invent black type on a white label.
No.
But there's just like the Matier Premier label is that, but it has, I love this. It looks different, whatever. Yeah. There's only so many ways you can reinvent in a simple label.
For sure.
But sometimes we're seeing so much of the same shit.
That font is the choice, though.
Mm-hmm.
It is really that same font, which I'm like, why this?
This is different, though. Yes.
Ish.
We spend a lot of time at my old job.
Like if you're like really scrutinizing the kernings and the font weight, then yes, it is different. But to the consumer eye, I think that's the perfume font.
Mm. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
I think Matier does it best, though.
I do like theirs.
I think Matier ate Byredo up with their own game.
I do like the square bottles a lot. They're meant to be giant, bigger sizes of the tester bottles that he uses in his lab. Because when he buys his raw materials, they come in bottles that look just like this, but teeny.
Oh, so they are bigger. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
They were designed to look like that, but bigger.
These kind of, and again, it's a square bottle. Okay. But yeah. These sort of look like the Celine bottles.
They do.
I should get 1996 tattooed on me somewhere.
No, then everyone's going to think you're born in 1996.
That's true. I was. Just kidding. Oh, yeah. That's right. What a good point.
Unless you get like the bottle itself.
I already have the Curious bottle on me. I win. My next one, and I've actually been dying to talk about this, and I probably already have, since I am involved in an ongoing legal dispute with body acne. I don't use any products that don't have some sort of way to address that, usually some acids. They usually smell like shit, but this and last year, a lot of brands have been putting out body acne fighting products that also smell really nice. I'm thinking Kosas, I'm thinking Sol de Janeiro. The one that I finally called in recently is the Isle of Paradise body collection. They have two franchises. One is called Confidently Clear and it's pink. And this scent, I'm telling you, is so good. I love using this so goddamn much. It's in the universe of Sol de Janeiro in that it's tropical, very strong, but in a body wash, that's fine because you rinse it off.
Yeah.
It's just a very sensorial experience. It is so good. When I compare it to Sol de, let me be clear that the scent is much different. I like them both, but I like this better. It smells like pineapple and coconut flakes. Like, it smells like a dessert. It's so good.
It's always funny to me when you put like an acne product on a gift guide because it's like a weird thing to give someone as a gift because they're like, do you hate my body?
I feel like our listeners are shopping for themselves, as they should be. So I love this. I already love taking showers, but this, I can't say enough about it. It's so good. And it's not also not that expensive. It's $22. And you get a ton. 330 milliliters.
What's the...
And I will never know what that conversion
is. What's the active ingredient? Is it like benzyl peroxide or is it salicylic acid?
Lactic acid, salicylic acid, mandelic, and polyglutamic, which I've never heard of.
Ooh.
Yeah, mandelic, salicylic, and lactic are all about smoothing and decongesting. And then polyglutamic, don't tell me how to say that, I don't care. It's a hydrator. Yeah, it's really, really nice. I love it.
Cool.
They also do a scrub and a lotion.
Ooh.
And the scrub is, it's a scrub, but it's sort of pumicey and creamy in a way that's abrasive, but not scrubbing your skin off. It's really nice. I love it.
I've been into the soft services buffing bar.
Yeah.
It's like the scrubby soap bar.
Yeah.
I'm really into those.
It's funny. Claire Lower texted me about them this week and she's like, I fucking hate these.
They're not pleasant to use.
I don't like a scrubbing bar. I don't like bars at all, actually. But how does it compare texture-wise to the Glossier one?
They're the same. Basically.
Okay. I hated the Glossier one, but not because it's Glossier.
They will be the same, then.
Because I felt like using a brick.
It's truly, you are scrubbing yourself with a serrated brick.
I don't need to do all that.
But don't press hard. That's the thing, people. I'm like, you don't have to press hard. You will have a more pleasant experience if you don't do that.
Yes.
But I'm obsessed with that. And then their Carrier cream lotion. It's like the one body lotion that they have.
I have the body gel.
None of their shit's scented, which I get.
I appreciate
in case people have sensitive skin, but I wish that they did. They did do a limited edition scented buffing bar, I think last holiday season. They called it New Spice, which I thought was funny.
That's fine.
And I missed out on that one. Yeah, their body products are, not to be that person, I'm like, they're actually really good. No, they are.
Well,
they are very good.
On that same tip, their hand mask.
This leads right into
my next one. But their hand mask got discontinued.
Wait, why?
It got pulled because of some stability issues, which happens.
Oh.
But they are, I just saw today, this morning.
Did they re-release it?
They are re-releasing
it. Yeah.
And the component is the same, but it's a new color. It's like a butter yellow.
That's what I thought.
And so that soft services hand mask is very good.
Yeah, it is.
And I love the refillable aesthetic component it comes in because it really does feel like decor.
It does.
Also doesn't, it's like better than having a bottle of Lubriderm on your nightstand or lube. But
the original one smelled like yogurt to me.
Oh, did it?
It smelled weird.
Okay. Maybe that was it.
Maybe that was it.
It was molding. So they had to pull
it.
Oh,
shit. Mm-hmm.
But now they've solved the problem and are putting it out again. So it's really only gotten better, I'm sure.
That's cool.
I'm excited. Which leads me into that hand mask is very good and the aesthetic angle makes it better than what I'm about to say, but formula wise, it is second only to my absolute favorite. It has nothing to do with fragrance, but it's so good. I'm going to tell you about it anyway.
Yeah.
The Fenty hand mask.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
You like that.
It's a game changer.
You really like that.
But you have to put it on before bed and then go your ass to sleep.
Yeah.
Because it feels crazy, but it works. Our friend Rachel, put her onto it, and she's like, you're wrong about a lot of shit, but you were not wrong about this. I was like, you know what? I'll take that. It's very good.
Wow. Damn, maybe I should try that.
And you need not even a dime size, or maybe a dime amount.
Doesn't it smell like cookies and cream or something?
No, that's the cookies and cream mask.
Oh my God.
I know. That they also sent me, and it's a charcoal mask, and that's fine. But this is, I've really never used anything like it or anything as effective.
Wow.
It's bonkers.
Okay.
That's a really good gift.
That is a good gift.
Because it's on a gift guide, and that's appropriate. But it's also not that expensive at all. It is, I'm going to say $22.
$22 for a hand mask.
My favorite thing about the Sephora app is that it doesn't work. I fucking hate doing the
fucking I will say fancy hand cream in the winter is a very nice experience. Yes.
Okay, it's $25. I would buy it for that. Anyway.
That's not bad.
No, it's not. For something that is actually effective, I will say it's not bad.
What's the best hand cream you've ever used?
This.
This?
This.
Okay.
Bar none. What about you?
Mine is the First Aid Beauty one.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the one. It has every single fucking magazine seal on it for like best of.
Sure.
It's like their standard, I think it's called a hand ointment or something like that, but it doesn't have a smell, unfortunately. And I suppose that makes sense, again, because it's for people with sensitive skin. But
this
like,
shit?
Yeah, I still have the old packaging. So to me, I'm like, is it the same? Did they change the formula? But it's, that shit goes. Okay, speaking of absolutely nothing and something totally different, my next one is a perfume bottle necklace.
Is this from Victoria Beckham?
Ooh, no, but that is also a really good idea. I just remember that. In general, because you can buy these witchy amulet looking...
No fucking
perfume
way.
Bottle necklaces, and you can put whatever perfume you want in them.
Okay, this is from like looking for trouble, but
Amazon.
It is very cool.
Literally Google perfume necklace pendant, and there's so many out there that are just empty, but you can put whatever you want in
them.
That's
cool.
They look like a witch's potion. I want one right now.
A Universal Flowering did a
I was yeah, I was trying to look for
in
hers.
The shape of a heart. I guess they were really limited. I remember she released them recently and she was like, okay, you guys, this is the last run. Order them or get out because I'm sure they're just difficult, but they're so beautiful.
They were really cute. Hers were like a little keychain thing too, which I thought was cute.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer because I wanted it, but I get that it's probably annoying to do that. You gotta let a girl boss make some executive cuts here.
Exactly.
Oh, I think she changed the bottles.
She did.
They have the orb caps. Mm-hmm. You should buy Saffron Flower as a gift for yourself.
Yes, you should buy any of her scents, to be honest. One of our other friends is rebranding their bottles very soon.
Orbs. I'm glad you have the orbs. Okay, my next one. I feel like I've maybe put this on a previous gift guide, but it stays on the gift guide, and that is the Persons of Interest Calm the Fuck Down Incense Cones. My favorite scent in the world.
Yes, the ones I ate.
Yes, the ones that Dinah tried to eat.
Called Calm the Fuck Down.
Yeah.
That's funny because Rosie Jane is doing that too.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
A lawsuit.
Dino. So her clean
get her,
ass.
Dino.
We had her on the show. She's very lovely.
Yeah. Wow. That isn't... How do you get away with that? Someone's got to send
me
a
cease and
desist.
Let me make sure I'm not talking out of my ass here, which I usually am. Let me get on this podcast and lie. Chill the fuck out is what it's called.
So you changed two words.
Okay.
Fair. I feel like that's still legal grounds, although that's my American viewpoint, and we're very litigious here. Anyway, you get 45 little cones. It's $46. It's like a dollar a cone. Mm-hmm. But it's the most heavenly, peaceful. It smells like an expensive wellness retreat. It's literally that smell of a rich woman's house.
I was right. It is called Calm the Fuck Down. She has three. Chill the fuck out, wake the fuck up, and calm the fuck down.
That's so aggressive.
It is. And it's like very off-brand for this brand, I feel.
The tone feels really off.
Yeah.
All of her fragrances are like, James.
Yeah.
No, it's like, calm the fuck down.
Kendall.
Oh my God. What's happening? Are you okay?
Yeah. We good?
Oh shit. Wait. So it's incense?
No, it's body products.
Okay. Well, that's a different
probably,
thing. That's, that's different then.
Still
different
though,
category. It does feel weirdly aggressive.
Not a choice I would have made.
But...
I hate this fragrance.
What fragrance are you talking about?
The cocoa one.
Yeah, tell the crowd. Tell the readers.
I don't know what it's called. Oh my God, it smells like Lush.
It's cocoa.
Which we love and respect. Cocoa Mystery.
Mystère. Cocoa Mystère.
By...
Le Monde Gourmand.
Yeah. Levi, if you're listening, sorry.
I appreciate what they're trying to do with it, which is to make a dark, sultry coconut scent, which I don't think many people have done before.
I don't disagree.
But I think, in practice, it's a little...
Literally smells like a Lush store.
Yeah. Now that you say that, Yes.
I did just get a facial from Lush. It was really nice.
I put that on this morning.
Yeah.
Comastair. I will say the dry down is quite nice. Mm-hmm. If 2 hours out, it's nice. Huh. But when you first spray it on, it does choke you. It smells like when people have 10 different car air fresheners hanging from their rearview mirror and they all just mush together.
Oh, yeah.
It has that power, that potency.
Yeah.
But the dry down is actually really nice. It is like a deep, dark, ambery coconut scent. The juice is like a dark navy blue, which is interesting.
Girl, this is brown.
Do you think so?
Yes.
I see navy, like a black. I think they tried to do black.
It's weird because you're right. I get navy around the edges, but it's like a very dark brown.
I see that.
Huh.
In the light, it shines like a reddish brown, burgundy color. Weird. It's got very a weird visual trick effect. Mm. But I remember on the literature that came with it, it's do not spray this on white clothing.
Then don't release it.
Yeah, I was like, you know someone's going to do it. Come on. You know they're going to get mad at you.
Like, what?
Don't trust people to do what you said not to do.
I guess I need to stop making a decision like 3.5 seconds out of the atomizer because this isn't bad.
That is how people judge fragrances, though. They spray it in the air and then they immediately go, eh, or they go, ooh.
But these.
Yeah, it's pretty intense at first. I think it needs to settle a little bit.
So picture this.
Okay.
I went to this Chardon event this week right before the Net dinner because mm-hmm. they were in the same area, whatever, and there is this Chardon candle that I've talked about before, and I didn't know the name of it, but I mentioned not even the notes but like how it smelled, and then mm-hmm. someone in my DMs or some shit called out the right candle, mm-hmm. and so like shout out to whoever that was. But Chardon does a holiday collection every year of 3 returning candles and 1 original limited edition, mm-hmm. and 2 years ago this candle that I'm obsessed with was the limited one. So I can't get it anymore. It's not online. Damn. I don't even know what it's called.
And it's just like holiday 2022.
Something. And I know it's really chocolatey.
Yeah.
So I'll do some Google search engine magic and I can usually get there. But long story short, it's not for sale. And I'm mad. And my boyfriend had it right when we met.
We've become those people.
Yeah,
now.
I know. And I don't care. And it's just, one, I just love the scent. And two, it's nice because it reminds me of when we first got together. And
yeah.
I bully Chardon about it like once a year. And they're always like, we don't know what you're talking about and we don't care. But I went to this event and I said that to them. And they were mm-hmm. like, let us know what it is. We sometimes find some weird shit in backstock.
Ooh.
So it's not out of the question.
They have to have backstock.
Right. But then I was trolling around the store and what the fuck do I find in the very back corner?
Well.
I was like, there it is. And it's the same one. It is called Chardon Bayonne. Bayonne. B-A-Y-O-N-N-E.
Bayonne.
Bayonne. It is not available in store. No, wait, false. It is not available online.
Okay.
It is available in store in the boutiques. You're going to have to track it down.
Damn.
Please don't buy all of them. I did walk out with one. They were very nice enough to send me home with it.
Nice.
I am not above buying it, but those candles are expensive.
How much are Chardon candles?
Like $125.
Shit.
Which is,
how big are they, though?
Like candle size.
How much candle do you get in that?
Not a ton. Normal vessel size. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But so I realize that's an insane amount to pay for.
That is insane.
A candle of any sort. However, yeah. I have been so hungry for this scent for 2 years that I would consider it just for the sentimental value of it. So yes, I'm very happy that I finally have this.
Okay, my next one is, god, oh, there's so many.
35. My god,
there's so many to choose from. But the Boy Smells Dusk Till Dawn Duo.
Oh,
it has the Grace candle and the Slow Burn candle.
That is good.
Yeah, the Grace one is so fucking good, made after Grace Jones. Mm-hmm. But that scent, I really want them to make it into a fine fragrance. It's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really hope they do. I feel like they won't, but I really hope they do. Although maybe they will. I don't know. Because they're not doing Slow Burn into a scent. They did Slow Burn into the Home Spray fragrance.
Right.
I don't understand home sprays.
Neither do I.
Because you just spray it around and it lasts like what?
Like for people afraid of candles?
I guess so. People don't want to burn stuff. I get that. But what about a diffuser? What about, I don't know. Something about a spray.
I don't know. But a lot of people are doing them right.
A lot of people are doing sprays, but are a lot of people buying sprays? I don't know. Who uses a spray? If you use a spray, please tell us how you spray the spray because I don't understand. But that's just me. I think they're both full size candles.
So.
Yeah, they are $94.
That's a good gift.
And yeah.
That's a decent price.
I think the Grace Jones candle on its own, I think, is like $40 or $45. Mm-hmm. And then the Slow Burn, I think, is what, 36?
I don't know off the top of my head.
Ish. I feel like those are their best collaboration sense.
And certainly the most high profile ones, but yes, also the best.
For sure. But they do have a, they of course have their like holiday trios and the new, what do they have?
I don't think any of these holidays are new.
Spiritus something.
Or maybe one.
I think, no, you're right. They're not new, but the vessels are new.
Incensorial and Broken Rosary are definitely returning.
Yes. But the vessels are like...
Gorgeous.
It's, yeah. It's like the mirrored chrome colored ones, which are really pretty.
Really beautiful.
Yeah. They do ones that it's a, you get a candle and the scent, which I actually think is a really good idea. Mm-hmm. The Cameo one is my favorite. And the Hinoki Phantom, obviously.
Yeah.
Damn, these are all really good gift sets.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just go to the Boysmills website and look at their gift section because they're all really good.
Honestly. You know that.
Yeah.
Was it last year? What? Hinoki Phantom was like my favorite fragrance of the year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shit.
It's really good.
So good.
I really want that Grace Jones candle.
My next one. Mm-hmm. I have two more and they are straying farther and farther from fragrance, but the Summer Fridays Lip Butter Balm Set. So... ever since, I think I said this before on the show, so I'll keep it short, but ever since GlossierBalm.com reformulated, it's not quite as satisfying. It doesn't last quite as long. I have found I have found a new love of lip balm in the Summer Fridays formula. I think it's so good. It's so cushiony. It's not sticky. It feels amazing. It's a little glossy if you like that. I could stand with a little less gloss, but whatever. It feels so good that I don't give a shit. The balm set comes with vanilla, which is not tinted, cherry, which is a bright red, which I would not wear. But then they have unlimited edition only available in the set scent called Iced Coffee, which I'm dying for. It's sort of a mid-tone caramel brown. It's really pretty. I don't have it yet, but I want it bad. And it's $49 for a $72 value. And I love having a billion lip balms all around my life.
Same.
So this is, I would love to give this. I would love to receive this. And... if you haven't tried the formula, it is definitely worth it.
I haven't actually tried that one.
It's very good.
I have so many lip balms.
Same, but I always want more. Yeah. It's better than Rode. Sorry.
The Rode ones are actually quite good.
I don't dislike them.
In actual feeling moisturized situations.
I don't dislike those. I do prefer this.
The Naturium ones are pretty good too.
Yeah, I have not used enough of that to have an opinion.
But I'm a diehard Lano Lips.
Yes, you are. I do. I like everything Naturium does though.
Yeah.
For the price point, you really can't beat it. The shit's good.
It is really
I've always got one Naturium thing floating around.
I have
my life
like right a now. Lot in my skincare routine.
Yep.
They're really good. I feel like we would be remiss not to put a Kayali gift set on the gift guide. I was hoping that they would have the Oudgasm collection in the little mini coffers.
Oh, can we sidebar on Oudgasm quick?
Yeah.
I finally wore my way through it.
And?
So Rose Oud is not for me, obviously. Vanilla Oud, I mean...
That's the one.
Kayali.
That's the one.
Yep, Kayali is the queen of Ouds. I will say that I was surprised by how much I was not moved by Cafe Oud.
It's good. It's good, but it's not, like, groundbreaking.
It was different enough for me. I was like, I appreciate this, but... if you're going to give me a coffee scent, I want a coffee scent.
And yeah, it's not very coffee.
No, it's like vanilla era in that it's not a vanilla scent and like how this is like not a coffee fragrance. I didn't dislike it. I think I was disappointed by it. Mm-hmm. However, I loved Tobacco Oud. And I remember smelling it here and being really wowed by it. Not this week because I've been wearing Anna Malik, but the week prior, I essentially wore all Tobacco Oud. It is so good. It's just like... bright.
It's really good. Yeah. I think like the tobacco-iness is a bit pungent for me personally, but it does dry down nicely.
It is not at all what I thought a tobacco moment was going to be.
Yeah.
It's like bright and spicy and just sweet in a way that I wasn't expecting either. It's
There's
so
a sweetness.
Good. Yeah.
I think like tobacco in general has a almost like bourbon-y sweetness to it.
It's like leather in that way, I feel
Yeah, for sure. But they don't have... oh, man. I thought they would have had that little coffret set of all the Oudgasms. Maybe if they're releasing it, that's something to keep an eye out for.
Yeah.
Mona, we think you should do that.
My last one that has admittedly nothing to do with fragrance. I just want it.
Says the person who just said lip balm, but okay.
Well, now I'm saying lip gloss.
Oh, my God. We've gone off the rails.
Hey, I would want this, and I do want this.
It's our podcast.
It's the Fenty, the Gloss Balm Vault.
Whoa.
They are...
that does sound pretty exciting, actually.
And I don't even wear lip gloss. It is 10 full-size Fenty Gloss Balms, and they have brought back the shade Confetti, which they've never released individually, but it often makes appearances at holiday. Mm-hmm. Some are shaded. Some are, I mean, they're all shaded, but some are translucent. Some are more opaque. Some have the plumping moment. And they're all full size. And it is $150, but it's a two.
How many glasses do you get?
10.
For $150?
Yes. And it's a $229 value. I think this is a great gift. So if anyone wants to get me this, and by that I mean I'm talking to myself, we should definitely pull the trigger on that. I think it's great. I've been eyeing it all season. And they do have a peach vanilla scent. There's the
tie-in. I think if you like know a person who's obsessed with lip gloss and you want to spoil mm-hmm. them, mm-hmm. anyone who has a sugar daddy, that's yes. on your list.
Yes.
This is really stupid, but I don't know why I like this idea of pairing a scented candle with a scented soap. But Loewe has a set that's literally just a scented candle and soap.
Okay.
I think it, I only see the honeysuckle scent. You get the honeysuckle scented candle and the oregano scented solid soap, which is a choice. But something about the set is like very cute to me. I was going to say like the mega huge Loewe candle. They're yeah. like $490 or something. Yeah. It's a mega Big Daddy 4-wick candle, which if you want to splash some cash, that's one way to do it to your, you know, fashion forward friend. But the Loewe scents, they're really nice, but to me they're like they're like nice and airy and aquatic, the ones I've smelled, but they're not very groundbreaking, or they're not really trying to do anything. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
They're nice though.
I was at Bergdorf's this week yeah. and I looked at the Loewe fragrance section mm-hmm. and yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. I am.
They're pleasant, but yeah, what I'm, are you? Okay.
I'm curious about them, but yeah. I'm like, am I, or are yeah. they just expensive?
They're just expensive. How much even are they? I don't even know.
They are not cheap.
How much is a perfume? EDP 115. It's actually not terrible.
That's not terrible.
For 50 milliliters.
That's way less than I thought, actually.
Yeah. 100 milliliters? 160. Oh, that is actually a lot less than I thought it would be.
What about the candles, though?
It's an excellent question.
They also have a bunch of sizes.
The small candle is 170 grams, whatever that means to you, 110. Then there's the medium size, 610 grams, and that one is $230.
We can't be spending that kind of money on candles, people. That's,
somebody is.
No.
Jeez Louise. And then the big guy, $475, and it's 2,120 grams.
You can bathe a baby in that vessel.
It's like the size of a planter, which yeah. I was intending on turning it into once I burned it through. Yeah. I don't know. Remember when like the diptyque, the huge diptyque candles were like the flex
yeah.
gift?
Yeah.
I feel like the Loewe ones have trumped that
yes.
now. Diptyque for, I don't know, what's their deal? What are you doing?
Flopping.
What have you been up to? They also have a $415 candle set that's a refillable candle, but it's like a normal sized candle and it comes with a snuffer and a wick trimmer. But I'm like, why is this $500 almost?
Have you seen those glass why candle domes? This is probably a really idiotic question, but they're essentially just like you flip a glass over and there's a little hole in it. So you, I think what? It is a really like nice way to dome your candles. If you need to dome your candles instead of just wrapping tinfoil around it.
Wait, I'm trying to visualize this.
I discovered them through Diptyque and they're pretty, they're a little expensive, but I could be clowned into getting one. I actually saw this girl on Instagram using one.
Oh,
I
was like, hey, where'd you get that? They are really beautiful.
They're really beautiful. And I do have a couple candles that I do need. I love this one that I do
dome. It's like the little belt. Is that what you call them? Candle dome? It's like the Beauty and the Beast flower
yes.
bell jar.
Yes.
And you put it over like, it to protect yeah. it.
Yes, exactly. I do want one of these.
Wow.
But I don't
want They are really beautiful.
$150 or
but I would not. Yeah, I wouldn't do that personally.
I messed with this one in store and the connect is right here. So you have to take the entire thing off. I will break that.
Yes. So. Anything delicate and glass in my house eventually breaks, especially yes. if it's like a cup or anything you use that has a functional use to it, it is always going to break.
It is going to.
It's going to shatter. So I'm like, you know what? Let me not break my own heart.
No. Or your own shit.
Or my own shit. Yeah. I don't know. There's so many like fragranced, smell-related gifts you can give someone. I mean, you could do a gift card, but...
You can't smell a gift card. You
can't smell a gift card.
Well, like you said, I mean, I'm a horrible gift giver, but... I like thinking about
what's, I'm a great gift giver.
You are. But I like thinking about what people wouldn't get themselves.
Yes.
And also I hate this term, but like self-care gifts are really nice. And like you said, people will begin to associate the smell and the experience mm-hmm. with you and keep you top of mind, which I always want people thinking about me. So yeah.
That's basically the premise of all my gift giving ideas. It's just like, what will make you obsessed with me?
Yeah.
What will ruin you forever?
What are we at?
We're going long.
It's a season of giving and we are giving you a long episode.
It's giving episode.
Hop into our DMs and tell us what you want for the holiday, yeah. what you want to be gifted, or your favorite thing to mm-hmm, gift. Mm-hmm. You can leave us a voice note if you so desire, or shop our merch, or drop us a line, or whatever the hell else you can do on our website, which you can find at smellulator.live. You can hit us on Instagram at smellulator.mp3. I am at Tynan Buck.
And I am at Sabletooth Tigra.
And until next time, you can fuck. We will. I was so close.
Until next time, we will
smell you later.